Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius. Germanicus is here. We're in Londinium. Spring is in the air. The cold snap will pass. We're turning to attention in the 21st century because, as Romans, it can be puzzling to see how media works. And there was reason to believe that the media worked magnificently when no one was in charge. You just let the cameras roll. Live, recorded, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes in the Oval Office, heaps of reporters on all sides, the major cabinet figures, senior cabinet figures arranged on either side of the president of Ukraine, momentarily in a talking press conference before the signing of a treaty, an arrangement, which would permit the war to end in Ukraine, and then a luncheon. And yet, Germanicus, a very good evening to you. There it is. It reminds me of a shocking end of a World Series game. You can't believe it happened, but it's done. It's in the history books. Nobody planned it. The events of Friday are burned into history in Europe. And we as Romans, observing from the first century A.D., can make some observations, certainly. I begin, however, to ask what this means for the war fighting and for the what appears to be a deteriorating scene for the Ukrainians that will only get worse because of a manpower shortage. Ukraine has, oddly and stubbornly, refused to draft 18 to 25-year-olds. Very odd, given that they're asking for NATO or the United States to defend them with 18 to 25-year-olds, which is what makes up the military for the United States. In the enlisted ranks, Marines and Army and Air Force, young men and women now. So I ask you what you make of Ukraine's conduct on Friday compared to what we know to be extremely difficult road ahead in these next months, time for a spring offensive. Good evening to you, Germanicus.
Good evening, Gaius. You've asked two questions about two different dimensions of the war. And the first, of course, is what happened at this press conference, especially the last 8 minutes or 9 minutes. What you saw there was a collision between the fabricated, false fantasy narrative of this war that was the order of the day as set out by the previous administration of Mr. Biden. And enthusiastically, if not ecstatically, embraced by the NATO vassal nations. And that narrative has led Ukraine to near destruction, not just as a nation, but as a working society. And Mr. Zelensky, who is the progeny, the poster child of this fantasy narrative, had in his heart and mind no other prime directive but to charge ahead and try to defend this narrative and push it up against the alternative pathway, the more realistic pathway offered by Mr. Trump. And the two came into collision, as they had to. that this was not simply a cringe meeting gone wrong. This was the necessary public theater in which the false narrative could meet and collide with actual reality and be destroyed. It had to happen. Mr. Zelensky might be pitied on one hand as being the sort of anointed character leading the charge for this false narrative. But at the same time, the narrative and Mr. Zelensky has exerted a malign, tyrannical force onto Ukraine. The country is devastated, mostly in terms of its people. And this was brought up by Mr. Vance, really quite condignly, quite appropriately. He talked about the fact that Ukraine is now forcibly impressing, kidnapping men to go to the front lines where they will inevitably die. The truth is that
it's a press gang, Germanicus. Let's say what it is. It's a violation of everything we understand human rights. They're press gang. They're dragged.
Yes, they're press gangs. They're impressing, and the press gangs are scraping up all the men that are available above the age of 25, and they're going to their deaths. Ukraine has lost a greater percentage of the men of those who still live in Ukraine than France did in World War I. And I've written about this and several times. And the fact is that Ukraine is being emptied out. It's being emptied out of its young men, but it's also been emptied out in terms of its overall population. It's shrunk by 50%. It is heading toward, it is in a death spiral. And you ask why they are not recruiting, quote unquote, or impressing men from 18 to 25. Well, there's an overarching existential reason, because if those men are sent into the battle zone and die, there won't be a Ukraine left. That's how bad things are right now in that country. And so clearly, knowing this, Mr. Trump is trying to put it to an end before there is no more Ukraine. Meanwhile, not just stubbornly, but in a fit of madness, I can't characterize it any other way, the European nations believe that somehow there is the good fight against Russia. Russia is evil. Ukraine is standing, Wacht am Rhein on the barricades, preventing the destruction of Europe itself. And yet they are the parties to the destruction of an entire country, namely Ukraine. And it is a terrible thing to behold. And it has to end. And so what Mr. Trump did in the face of Mr. Zelensky's rhetorical attack, and it was an attack, basically what the visits by Macron and Starmer and then finally Zelensky were attempting to do, is to corral the Trump administration into a position that would ensure that the war would go on, but the war cannot go on. And what is really going on in the front lines is summed up increasingly by the plaintive cries of Ukrainian soldiers who are dying at the front. And what is the common thread in their cries? It is, please, Mr. Trump, stop this war, save us, save our country before it's too late. Again and again, and this is, you just go on X, for example, or any other platform, especially Telegram, and you see that this is a tragedy of extraordinary proportions that need not continue. How can Europe be so blind, so narcissistic, so wrapped up in itself that it is willing to oversee for nothing, for no reason, the deaths of what is left of Ukraine?
Puzzle. Sometimes I see Zelensky. Sometimes I see Spartacus, the Hollywood version.
Yes, Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas on the field with his slave army. And there's Crassus, Laurence Olivier.
Right.
And the final battle, and we're going to win out. It's a fantasy, but there was a New Yorker cartoon about that time. I think I've mentioned it to you before.
Mm-hmm.
In which someone looking like Spartacus is standing there in rags, surrounded by worthy soldiers. And the line is, but we have righteousness on our side. And they're facing three legions that will crucify them.
Right, right, right.
And it's a movie. It's not history.
Right.
Spartacus, well, yeah. they're... The Europeans were permitting this to go forward because they thought Daddy would bail them out. And he has for 80 years, Germanicus. 80 years.
I know. And it's pathetic. And I mean pathetic in the original Greek sense of the word pathos, because Europe is pursuing and has pursued for the last 3 years, with all of the support of the previous administration, a feckless journey into night, as Eugene O'Neill might put it. It was a death march.
Right. Their idea of suffering was having to pay high electricity costs.
Well, they are, but meanwhile, they've condemned Ukraine to absolute destruction. It is a crime that we have committed, because there was no reason for this war to ever have happened. And Mr. Trump is absolutely correct in that. It should never have happened.
Right.
It only happened because of all of the things that NATO did, again, out of its narcissism.
Is NATO finished? Is this not only the end of the Ukraine war? It's the end, because he will sign that deal, and there will be an end and a ceasefire.
Yes, they will.
Is NATO done?
We can suggest some ways ahead. First of all of the puffery and bluff of Europe today, that it will put, you know, French and British troops into Ukraine, that isn't going to happen. And they are in a position where if they go too far down that road, the humiliation will bring them to the end. They'll be overthrown. So NATO will continue in the sense that Europe cannot possibly extricate itself from its dependency on the U.S. Now, what we hear today about Mr. Trump taking charge and reopening Nord Stream 2 and bringing Russian gas to Germany could create a situation where Europe is put into a kind of a new placement where Russia and the United States will both be in a position to dominate that continent in a new way. And I think that the rapprochement between the U.S. and Russia, which is, of course, Trump's entire goal, which is why he's doing this, essentially what Trump is doing is he is saying this war was Biden's war. It was bringing everything to a place that would have degraded the U.S. in world affairs. And so by completely breaking away from that pathway and striking out and creating a rapprochement with Russia, we can create new freedom of strategic maneuver when it comes to the world as a whole, especially with China. And it is not a bad approach.
Is Yalta done, Germanicus?
It depends on which Yalta you're talking about. Yalta was done with the collapse of the Soviet Union, but a new Yalta is required. One of the things that was so foolish about the idea of the end of history and the whole concept that the U.S. would now be in charge of the world forever was that it was breathtaking in its stupidity and short-sightedness and ignorance of what actually happens. The idea that Russia would never get its act together, Russia, under Mr. Putin, got its act together within 15 or 20 years, and it is a real contender now.
Well, they don't read Mackinder. They don't pay attention to the geography.
But it's not Mackinder or any of those foolish Victorian imperialists and cartographers. It is about culture. Russia is a resilient culture. Russia renewed itself. And one of the most ironical aspects of this war is that the U.S. pushed Russia into this war. It configured and shaped this war, made it happen, and then Russia has been the beneficiary of the war because the war has overseen a renewal.
All right, one minute, Germanicus. The war is over. Does Europe know it?
Oh, they're so afraid and hysterical. When they wake up and calm themselves down, take a few whatever, they may come to see that.
Germanicus and Gaius discussing the 21st century and the short-sightedness of some players. We're going to turn to something that we've been discussing for years, but is now necessary because so many pundits are not seeing it. It's called the Imperial Project. We have an emperor. Other dignitaries recognize it. For example, the King of England and the United Kingdom and Australia and Canada. He sees it. When we come back, the Imperial Project in the 21st century. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.